ויצא יעקב מבאר שבע וילך חרון. So the Mephoshim, Rashi brings down the Kasha. Why it says, Vayetze Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva Vayelech Choron. Vayelech Yaakov Choron. Alright, we knew that he was going already. We saw in the end of Tordes, Kum Lech Padana Aron. וישלח יצחק את יעקב, וילך פדן אהרון, ויצא יעקב מבאר שבע וילך חרון. This is what the Mephoshim tell. Why it says in Shot Elosh? So the Mephoshim say Pshat, ללמד שישציע צדיק אויסו רוישה. So the Shaila is, what is the Pshat? The Lamed Sheyashiyas Tzadik Oysa Roishen. So I saw Moshe Sternberg brings down. But Avram doesn't say when he left, Yashiyas Tzadik Oysa Roishen. But Yitzchak, when he left, doesn't say Yashiyas Tzadik Oysa Roishen. Why here we come and say, the Lamed Sheyashiyas Tzadik Oysa Roishen? So Avram was Mekarev everyone. For sure when he left, the whole system collapsed. And everyone spoke about it. Also, Meach closed. Yeah, Yitzchok. It was also Yaravodim Be'eros. Yaakov was Ish Tam Yoishev Aholim. Seven of his members and seven learned. No one saw him in the street. Never went to Gula. Seven learned. Yeah, a real yeshiva bacher. And in the stores around yeshiva. Seven learned. Who will know if he left or not? And the Pasuk says, Melamed Sheyetzias Tzadik Oysa Roish. The Bachur, the person that sits in the Beis Medrash and learn, he changes the world. He has such an effect. And that makes a Roish. The person that is sitting in the Beis Medrash is Mashpia the Mokoim. He changes the Mokoim. He makes the Mokoim. See it in the United States, in America. Lakewood opened Koilalim, and every place that was a Lakewood Koilal became Teir Likeshat. But they sent 10 guys. No, and Lakewood Koilal was not even Kiruv Koilals, yeah? They sent 10 guys to Los Angeles. They put them in a Beis Medrash. No shaykhs to no one. Why it will change the town? But it changes the town. That's what happened in every place. You think, well, what is the difference? I put 10 people in Bismillah, as they gave us. And when this person leaves, you see a tzaddik or isolation. So the Pasuk came to tell us, you think that it doesn't make a difference to that. Pono ziba, pono hoido, pono hadolo, as they gave us. When the Bismillah is not there, is no town. When the Bismillah is there, is a town. But you need 10 people in a closed room to learn. This makes the place to be a place. The Ben Ish Chai brings down a pshat. He says that maybe reminded the Besalevi. The Besalevi says that the reason it says Vayetze Yaakov Vayelech Choron, normally the Moshul, person comes to America to Eretz Yisrael to a visit. So why he came to Eretz Yisrael? Because he wants to go to Eretz Yisrael. He goes to China. I'm going to China. He goes to India. I'm going to India. Sometimes there's a war, so you run away. You escape. I'm running away from America. I'm running away from Germany. To where? I'm running away. It's not enough community where I'm going. I ran away in the war out of Germany. To where? To Poland. To where? To America. But I didn't go to America. The point was, so sometimes a person leaves because he doesn't want to be where he is, and sometimes he leaves because he wants to be in the place that he's heading to. Yaakov had two reasons. He had to run away from Esav, from Eliphaz. His mother told him to run away. And his father told him he has to go to Paddan Aram to Machan HaShidach. So it was Vayetze Yaakov Vayelech Aram. Says this is the reason it's Meduyek, the last exparsha. Vayishlach Yitzchok es Yaakov Vayelech Paddan Aram. Yitzchok sent him. Yitzchok didn't... Rachel didn't... Rivka didn't tell Yitzchok Esau is planning to kill him. She told him, I need a shidduch for him. Send him for the shidduch. Yeah? Yaakov is there, run away. She called Yitzchok, you tell him to go for the shidduch. So in last parasha, it told us, it says, Vayishlach Yitzchok is Yaakov, Vayelech. Dalton is only Vayelech. Because there he was stuck in Vayelech. Now our parasha says, I must give him Vayetzeh. He left because it was a deal. So the stipler, when the stipler would say over to the Salivi, he would say, when a bachur goes to yeshiva, when a yigman comes back from America to learn in Eretz Yisrael, there's two reasons. One reason is to come to yeshiva, and one reason is not to be home. The Mismedrash is not only a place to learn, it's a place to be disconnected from the world. The Rav Kamina is, even if sometimes a person is not feeling so good, but don't go back to your dearest, stay in the Mismedrash, don't disturb. Yeah. There's reason to be here not only because you're learning, for not being in the deer. There's another reason to be here. So the Vayetzeh Vayelech, Chazir HaStayim HaGizol. But I didn't feel good, so what? Why in the deer? First you come to Mismedrash. Then you learn. Some people it's better they don't come, because when they don't learn, no one else learns. Because people talk, Rashi says Vayolenshom. So Rashi Vayikach. So it says, Vayikach me'avne amokrim. Rashi brings down, Vayikach me'avne amokrim. Vayosem arashoysov. So it says, Vayikach me'avne amokrim. Vayosem. Asom kemin marzeh. התחילו מריבויס, זוהי מרס אולי יניח צדיק ישרוישי, וזוהי מרס אולי יניח. מי על עושה הקדוש ברוך הוא אבן אחס, וזה נשנמר, ויגח את האבך. נעבור עם מור פיידינג. So first time is a very nice idea. It's good to know it. Two nice ideas. One idea is, in שולחנו רוך סימן תוף קוף נון היי, סעיף בייס. הלכס תשבו. Yesh bnei odom mesimim eves tachas marashisayim. By night, instead of the pillow and Tisha B'av, they put a rock. Zeicher lema shenemar vayikach me'av me'amokri. Shero achurba. Mordechai. We don't know. We learned the parasha. The Mordechai learns pshat that he took rocks. Rashi brings the medrash to save himself. The shayla is, what? Yaakov is going to sleep. He takes rocks. And what he put on the floor, some leaves maybe. Why does it say Vayikach leaves? Why does it read down? This is the kasha. What is Vayikach me'avne amokrim? What is this avne amokrim? So Rashi answers. The problem is he was scared from the animals. He put the avonim about the altar before Shemas. What it helps, the lion will jump over. Yeah. The mishtadlis will say, well, from this time. This time we can speak about all arichas of the music of mishtadlis. But the Mot had answered, he took racks for a different reason. Zeichel Achurba. There's another Yediyah Chashuva. There's a halacha when you have tefillin, right? So we have tefillin shel yad, tefillin shel rosh. And tefillin shel yad, the same problem sometimes in tefillin shel rosh, but we're discussing now tefillin shel yad. You have a yud. Now, the main kedusha and the ritzuas is we have the shin in the back of our head. I'm sorry, the Dalet, you're at the Dalet. And we have the Yud and the edge of the Ritzur on top. And then we make on our fingers a Shin. So we have a Shin on the Tefillin. There's different answers. aber es ist Shem Shakai. So, Avon brings down that sometimes what happens is you want to turn the Ritzua, it becomes, and you want to use the side of the Yud to make him become the part of the Ritzua. So the Ma'ase it's Ma'ayim Bakoidish Ve'en Maridim. Before it was a Yud, now it's only a Shtikel Ritzua. So some sheet is whole, you're not allowed to. Zogdom Ogun Avon, B'Shem Eleyo Rabbe, that you're allowed to. Why? Because it's one Ritzua. What is the difference? Where is the Yud? He says, when Yaakov Avinu slept under Ravoni, they're fighting. What helps are they connected? But he's not sleeping on all of them. Talmud says, if you sleep on one, you sleep on all of them if it's one. So if the Ritzua is the Yud here, everything is the Yud. Frank Desharit Shuvah, Nishkin Raya. Who said Hashem connected them sticking-wise? Maybe it was marbled. They marbled together, they became one piece. Who told you that Abshad, the rack stayed rack and they were just connected? They were fighting, so it became one. It became all like the machine outside. My mamash mixed them together and then really stuck them together. So everyone has a little bit. So again, it's a different part of not sleeping. But as I think it's a tshuva, that is no high. There's a famous story from one of the Gdolim. It's one of the jokes they say over one of the... When I was a kid, this is what they said over in the parsha. One of the Gdolim had very shvach cheers in his house. Silei the Chofetz Chaim was very much against Gashmias. He had very shvach cheers. And he had a guest. It was a bit bigger. This person, the tzaddik, woman had a shvach cheers. He was like a stick. And the other chosher that came to visit him was like a bit bigger. He sat in the chair and he fell through. It was very not comfortable. Very not kishmak. So the Balach Sadia, had to make the joke to make it comfortable. He said, I'll tell you what happened. My chairs are very shvach. There's a lot of holes. When the tzaddik came, all the holes were fighting. Hashem made a nest. It became one big hole. He fell through. Like when I was a kid, this was what the Rebbe said in the Chayim. I don't know what they say today, but this was the jokes that we laughed. And this was our 5 minutes of Mitzvah of Lichusa. Even that was already a Shtikel Ha'Elus. Vayishkav Bamokim Ahu. What is Vayishkav Bamokim Ahu? Vayishkav! Again, to know from where Chazal say, Zot Rashi Lo Shemiyut, Bamokim Ahu. Aval Yudalet Shonim Sheshimesh Vebeis Eivir Lo Yishochar Balaylo. Sho Yosuk Balaylo. Chazal tell us Yaakov didn't sleep for 14 years. And the Mefoshim asked, if he didn't sleep for 14 years, the first day he leaves Yeshiva, he goes to sleep. 14 years he didn't sleep. Just, how should talk about Azman? How should talk about Azman? Even you, the first day, stay and learn all day. First day, Ben Azman. So some Mefoshim say that the fact that the sun went down, he realized. That Hashem wants him. So it became dark in the middle of the day. What Hashem wants. But I heard a pshat first of Mitzian Bodyansky. He said that Be'etzem, Yaakov had to go to marry a wife. He stopped in Beis Shem and he went to learn. The second we'll explain. But Be'etzem is Talmud Torah. It's Kibud Av. But Talmud Torah is Derech Kibud Av. But when Talmud Torah is derech kibud av, you don't have a heter to sleep. Sleep is not derech kibud av. So you have to learn the whole time. When he stopped to learn, he's going to kibud av, you're allowed to sleep. I had this ma'aseh 2 years ago, it was a yachikale. The man has a yachikale, so people coming. And I come up to this man at 12 o'clock one night, and I see one of them, 2 years ago, they had like the Arabs were stabbing people the whole time. And people were scared to come. And I come up 12 o'clock and I see a boss sitting and learning. Normally he's not somebody about the Bible, very shocked when they hear. But he was not the one that normally sits till 12 o'clock by now. I asked him what happened. He said, my father didn't want me to go. He told me it's dangerous, you're a ben yochi, they'll stab you. I told him I have to go to learn. So he told me, Talmud Torah, I can't tell you not to. Oh, but you have to know, you have to learn the whole time. You can't go to the hotel. The Talmud Torah is derech kibud av. The hotel is not derech kibud av. So he says he stays in mamish till he can't fall asleep. He's not allowed to go 11 o'clock. The hour that he was schmoozing in the lobby in the hotel, and then he has a kibud av. Sometimes the parents tell the bacha, no, we don't want you to be in yeshiva. You stay in yeshiva, you stay in the tzitzchol for those extra years to learn. You can't go to the restaurants. Then you have to go back home. The hetter is, Talmud Torah is there to keep it that way. But the real answer is, the Foshim explained, there is a kasha. The Maaseh's father told him to go to get married. So why he went to the Bis Medrash? So the Ben Ish Chai says, and the Chido says in his way, it's beautiful. He says, he answers also that kasha, Vayelech Padano Aron, and here it says, Vayetze. He says, Yaakov was planning to get married right away, Gemorim Kiddushin, Yisro Yisro, V'achakach Yom Matev. And Liphaz chapped him in the way, still all of his money. The Gemara says, if you don't have money, because when you get married, you have to be mefarnes. The Gemara has the kasha, how long go halahu? Everyone knows the Gemara Kiddushin. How long go halahu? The Gemara says, people that have money could get married and then they go to work. People that don't have money have to learn before, because after the chasin that they don't have how to mefarnes the wife. So vayelech lepadana aron, with all of the money, he told his father goodbye, he was planning to go to Lavan. And Liphaz jumped, took all of his money, he said, okay, so now I'll have to work. When I get to Lavan, this is what happened, I'll have to work. So I will learn first. This is the chidah. Abba, the Lord says, what is the pshat? The tells is Yaakov knew his father told him to get married. He realizes that he has to prepare himself. I want you to hear it because this is the tifeh ashkof and people don't understand it. Yaakov went to Bis Medrash for 14 years to learn. This is the hachone to make him a bais b'Yisrael. Yaakov already learned ish tam yoshev ha'olim. But you have to have years of learning. And nowadays some people do it with their wife for the first 2 or 3 years and after marriage. It's not stam. People say, what is the point in 2 or 3 years? He said, something that's all to learn. This is the way you shtel a Yiddish like. Ma'isa ovei simen lebonim. Everyone in his madrega. And that years, you don't sleep. And Mefoshim asks, if it's so important that Yaakov learned for 14 years, why is no possible? Vayelech vayilmoit. Like that Apikosin fight with us the whole time. Oh, my God, it's a 14 years. He learned so much chazalim, it's not even mentioned. So we saw in the last Rashi, he told us, Cheshboines, that Hashem says the psukim, that you will have to figure out the 14 years missing. So why does it say? The Tachat says he was so hiding when he went to learn, you couldn't find him. You can't even write it. It's hidden. He has to be unavailable. If you go to Bis Medrash and your phone could buzz in the middle of Seder, so you didn't go to Bis Medrash. Some guys never came to Yeshiva yet. You wonder why nothing comes out of them. I'm speaking on the kosher phones, yeah? The pshat is, to get married, to become a Yiddish shtub, you need the years of Amor Shel Torah. And in our generation, we do it as Bochrim, and then we do it the first year that we're in Gilad. And it's not a krumazach. Some people, they come over to me after they hear the Yeshiva, they want to start to learn Halacha. I don't mean, some people are really serious, they really want to learn Shtab. I'm not speaking about these people. They want to leave the whole day. I'm not speaking an afternoon guy who wants to make a psachabur. No, not discussing that. And they want to find, I don't want to say names, but I'm not. They'll learn, they have these programs, you know, you learn a shtikl Shabbos, a shtikl does, and a shtikl does. And they say, you know, it's much more important for life. Go to Lava. Yaakov could do these programs, Yaakov could have done by Lava also. There's a musig. Yaakov is nitman bebei shem ve'eva. And that years make the ashpor for all of our life. If you're asking why, I don't know if I understand it. I can't explain it. I'm not saying I could explain it. Aber kach kibalnu mirabiseinu. The avayas of rove ve'abaye, the gemore. This is the way that Klal Yisrael grows. And it, but again, is without sleeping. Yaakov didn't go on a bed for these years. Avada, everyone in his madriga. But if a guy lives easily, Friday is not here, Shabbos is not here, what's the Shabbos is not here, Sunday morning is not here. Yaakov, it's not only be normal, be still not learn normal and lektach and learn. That what makes the kinyan. So Yaakov had a heter. ויחל בין יסול ומוצב ארצו ורואי שמגיע השמיימו מלוך האלויקים אוילים ויורדים בו וזה אף הכי אף פורצתו יום ובקיימו צפי לבנג בו ואיקה צייקו עם משנוסו ויואי מר אוכי יש השם במוגים הזה ונריך לא ידעתי I don't want to go into it now אבל בלטורים ואיקה ויאקו משנוסו בין זה מדרש ומשנוסו ויאקו was sitting and learning the whole time when he was sleeping זה לא דבר לטורים והיום אומר, אוכין יש השם במוקים הזה ואונויכי לא יודעתי אילו יודעתי לא יושנתי אילו יודעתי לא יושנתי ושתר בו בנזדם יש מרב שח בסקרוב but he learned this passage he would say it over אילו יודעתי לא יושנתי what do you mean? יעקב גרוב, he has a aftoche Eliphaz is chasing him his life is terrible Baruch Hashem, Hashem promised him. He was like a Davisi. And Hashem really made him to sleep there. Ilu yodati lo yoshanti. Aber si nish ois gehalten al bi aloche. You're not allowed to sleep. Moiro migdosh. I would not do it. People all the time have chishboines. Skirob bodo moshol, is a aloche. If the goyim come to a city and they tell us, give us this one guy, and if not, we'll kill all of you. Don't say specifically. The halacha is you can't make a goyim and wouldn't give one guy. You stay and they kill all of us. Ask every open-minded person today. I saw a letter yesterday from Rav Shteyman. It says today, what is open-minded? Someone a bit more liberal, we'll call it, yeah? He said, it's open-minded? This is fatapte. Where someone that's a bit less yeshivish is open, this is famacht. But anyways, ask everyone that is open-minded, stupid to let everyone to kill. Someone will do that and you put up signs against him. So 100 people, the goyim said what? Said no, and we knew if not, they're pulling a bomb. All of us will die. Mishugoyim. Our Torah says no. Then our Torah is not in the rules of what we think human beings. Avshach, I said a couple of times, they came over and they wanted to make a kiruv system. It was a mixed dancing. And a tragedy took place. And I don't want to go to the details. And Avshach said not to do it. And they told Avshach, in that country, that is the nature, everyone does it anyways. We make a Shabbaton, another Shabbaton, and after that, 50 people will go to yeshiva, 50 ladies will be from, we have statistics. Shach said, don't do it. So Hashem doesn't need it. Hashem needs you to keep halach. Now, I'm not going, that you have to ask Kiruv Rabbanim. This is what Rav Shach holds, but this is not a way to do Kiruv. It's not a discussion of Rav Shach is right or wrong. That I'm not trying the point to take out. The point is, but if Alpi halach it's not right, a person a lot of times thinks, you know, there's a meeting in the hotel that is not so kosher, but the ma'aseh is making a lot of money for yeshiva, so it's important to go to that meeting. Again, I'm not passing to the detail. No, don't eat, don't go, and don't have money, and don't have the yeshiva. Ilu yodati lo yashanti. Yaakov says, if I will know all of the avtochas in Klal Yisrael are here, but at Meirah Mikdash, don't do it. Chazal don't stand tell us, ilu yodati lo yashanti. Chazal are telling us, don't weigh it, worth it or not worth it. We have Azash Shkofe, it's the Hainti Keteg, it's worth it. It's worth it. Av Rudeman will say this, I heard from my father, I'm a Dodi Krongis, the Mashgiach of Baltimore. Told him a couple times, so I printed, is a halach if a person tells you to do a lav. A lav. And if you don't do the lav, he will comb you with metal combs, chop off your fingers if you have any feet, and put salt on you, and put some nails inside your body, yeah? If you don't do a lav. Aloch is yimuchuyev not to do the lab and suffer all that pain. Was two people, was to touch something you're not allowed to touch, yeah? And again, they seek a wound. One guy said, do everything to me, I'm not touching. The other guy touched. First guy after this in hospital all of his life with machines. The other guy, you know, got married, made children, became a choshev guy, millions of dollars, chavrusas day and night, supporting the whole world. And what do you think? Stupid, my friend. Just didn't touch for a second. Look where he is. Look what I touched. Should have given back 2 million times already. Who we would think is the smartest guy? The Halacha is the first guy. When he will come to the Shemaim, and it can be that that guy will be better off than this guy. Because it's not why he has to listen to Hashem. I'm not saying what Gehenna that guy will have, or what Gan Eden that guy. But in the whole picture, he will be up. Our Ashkofa is not like that. Oh, we know it's the right thing, but we will do like the second guy. Yeah? Yaakov Avinu is yelling, and he's saying, I got the Aftocha to be the Mamshich. Aval Ilu Yodati, Lo Yavalti, Lo Yashamti. And this one has to be our Ashkofa. Ilu Yodati, Lo Yashamti. ואידו יעקב מדר למר אם יהיה אלוהי גנימודי ושמורני בדרך אשר אנוכי הולך ונוסן לי לחם לאכול ובגד ללבוש. אז הוא מזכירו ואז ונוסן לי לחם לאכול ובגד ללבוש. ונוסן לי לחם ובגד. לחם עוד, לחם ללבוש ובגד לאכול. אז החפץ חיים said he only wanted לחם לאכול ובגד ללבוש, not more. I don't want, don't give me moistness in this world. When they made curtains in his house, he yelled on his kids. That's what his daughter says. Who let you to take away from a Gan Eden? What I have here, I don't have there. Do chefs my Gan Eden? I said, look, do chefs my Gan Eden? Then when he wanted to make wooden floor in his house, he was not masking. He said, earth is enough. They said, He said, the Tanoim and the Amoroim only had it. So they told him what is best of an accuse. So he was Mikado. By us, if it's not marble, we're upset. Yeah? With carpets in the side, yeah? And like things in the size of the ceiling that will not fall, yeah? All the decorations to make the ceiling not to fall. I'm just saying. Don't think I'm talking from a place that I'm holding in the bad side, not in the good side. So why I'm saying it all? Aber mit der Wissen das. I heard once in Adam Gadol. It doesn't mean that we're holding in these things. Rebbe had everything, and he picked up his 10 fingers and he said before he died, Lo ne'nesi ma'olam hazeh kim lo etzma. It's not that there's a mitzvah to us now to throw away, sometimes Hashem gives us. But to know what is the right Ashkofa. To know what is the right Ashkofa. But Miskarov went in his way, he said, if I would say Lechem, if Yaakov would say, V'nosam li Lechem u'beged, Lechem is kezayis, u'beged is gimel etzbois. So he said, Lechem u'beged lilbush. This is poor fakir, it's hard, yeah? He makes a tnai, what to explain? Yaakov makes a tnai that Oshanti Visholim, Kol Asher Asot, Yaakov had a whole promise, one who will keep it. So he said, I'm not making the tnai if I'll have a kezayis, lechem, and a gimel its boys begging. That lechem, lechem, begging lilboish, Oshanti Visholim, and Beisobi. It says, Oshanti Visholim, and Beisobi. So the famous kasha of the Marsho, I had a friend, his name is Eliezer Schlesinger. We learned brachas together, then he was killed by an Arab girl who was 18 in Saka, the middle of the night. It's a terrible story. It was Tubachim, we're going, that's the name I can't say, and she shooted, so the first boy bent down, so the bullet hit by him. So the whole shot of the first brach was a retzeach or not. Terrible, all of my friends. I was booked not there, but anyways, so we had a kasha. This is what he said, I'm saying, that the Gemara says the last line of Broches, Anifto mechaveiroi, yoima loy lech lesholoi. Ve'al yoima loy lech besholoi. Shari דוד שאומר לאבשלום לך בשלום הולך וניטלו אל עוזבון שאומר לך לשלום הולך וניסל. למשל explains why the dead people, the more says the Macy, they don't go from Madrege. The alive people go from Madrege to Madrege. Tell Solomon, Lech B'Sholem means to be dead. Lech Nesholem means to go up. So how here it says, V'Shavti B'Sholem. So Chaim Kanievsky says that the problem is only if you say Lech. V'Shavti is not a problem. But the Marshof like the Kash. So he has a Shlesinger answered that when he goes to Lavan, he's asking Rebbeinu Shel Olam, just let me to come back like I am. But when you tell someone go, you say go L'Sholem. You don't say go B'Sholem. The pasuk is Mamshich Yaakov and Leah. Now one really, you know, we're a little bit in short time, one couple Choshev and Yonim to go through. Everyone, all of us learn the parasha, and all of us have the little pinch in our heart. It looks not fair, right? You know, sometimes you're scared to ask the question. Rachel is choosing to marry Yaakov. He makes a deal with her. She feels her sister is going to be embarrassed. She gives over the simon. And Leah starts to have kids. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And Rachel doesn't have kids. It's not fair. Right? All of us are bothered with the not fear what we see in life. It's the Rashi and our parsha. So what is the answer? What do you answer? You know, what do you answer to yourself when you have this question? It's fear? It looks very cruel, the world, right? Rashi says, Vayiskoir Elohim es Rochel. After 2 shvachos and 10 kids by Yaakov, yeah, she's broken. V'imlav Mesa Anoichi, she says it. Vayiskoir Elohim es Rochel. What remembers the Rochel? Zogt Rashi, that she gave the simonim to her sister. Zog the Medrash, Rachel could not have kids. And she would never have kids. And the only reason she had kids is because she was mevater to her sister. So sometimes a person goes around in life. I brought him in, I made him in, he became the ganze mache, ich bin azar shle. How it could be? It's not fair. You don't understand, Rachel, if you would not do it, you would never have kids forever. So Yaakov would marry you 30 years, and then he would take someone else, and you would stay nobody. So you think all of your life, look what is going on here. I'm losing because I did the right thing. Look what I did. I caused myself to bring my own enemy to Mizak. I get it the whole time. No, my uns and the shum people are gay gators, you know. They give someone a job and then he takes over the business, yeah? People don't like to take Amish people in, yeah? And every time there's a job, he didn't have what to eat, I brought him in, and look. I'm not saying that the person is trying to take over the business, to open competition in Zarkos, yeah? You never know. Rachel could have taught all of her life. I did the worstest thing, the most wrong move that I did in my life. I bought my sister in, and look what I'm suffering. Vayiskoir Elohim es Rachel, zot Rashi, nothing else. Shenosnu asimonim leachos. That would save her. Remember this message, and the yesod is one yesod. If you do the right thing, you never lose. You never lose from doing the right thing. Never lose from doing the right thing. The pasuk is mamshich, but before it happens, the achar yoldo bas vatikro shmo dila. After 6 boys and shvachas, Rashi says why she's called Dina, Dino. She don't know Din be'atzmo. She said, I have 6. The Shvachas have 2. I know it's 12. If I have 1 more boy, my sister will be less than everyone else. She davened and Hashem turned her to become a girl. This is the name of Zdina. I want to ask you a question. It's a beautiful ball. I heard it from Yankam Nekritz. It's very interesting to him in Lakewood, but it was a bocher. A cousin of mine was living here in Yom Tzisol. He had a Shabbos. He said, this is all the Emes of all. What is the godness of Leah? They most wanted to have kids, and she decided to give up on a kid to make it a girl that her sister will have too. I would call the girl Vitra, not Dina. No? What was the godless? That she was Mevater. Call her Vitra. What, you tell me Vitra is not a common name? If she would call her Vitra, Vitra would be the common name and Dina would be a strange name. Today, because it's a Dina, so Dina is a normal name. Normally Vitra is the normal name. The answer is, Leo Imelu, you think it's a godless to be Mevater? But I would not be Mevater. You will not be Mevater. I will explain it a little bit. Sometimes they tell you this bacher makes mitzvah chasana. Everyone goes. This guy is a nebach, so sick, everyone starts to visit him. You know, he was in yeshiva for 2 years, no one spoke to him. I think he suffered more from when he's sick in his room. But when he's sick, he gets in the machle, the whole yeshiva is visiting. All the rabbi, everyone says hello to him. He was in yeshiva 5 years, no one looked at him, nebach. Then he was really torn. The guy comes, he doesn't have who to learn with. Nebach. But I'll tell you, this guy ran out of Russia and Mamish came here under the lines and managed to learn. Everyone will learn with him, right? Because this guy didn't run away from Russia, he just ran away from Lakewood and he doesn't have who to learn with. So no mitzvah to learn with him. All of us, when we tell you this guy is nebach, oh, we help him. Sometimes the people get married. You realize it. Your parents come and you want them to stay by you. They stay by your brother, by your sister, you're very upset. Well, mostly, you know, you're married, couples come home, you have to move out of your room. You get very angry. You know about it? Then they will tell you, listen, you don't understand, you're passing a terrible match of your sister is sick, your brother is about to die. Sure. So if I'm telling you, even out of their sick, they need also that room anyways. Listen good. The godless is not to help the other person. There's no one in this room that will not help people. The godless is to think about that guy, how much he's suffering. The godless of Leo Imenu, if Rachel will be a Nebach, and Rachel will feel bad, and she decided that this is the case, that suffer, we don't know why before, not now, he has six, but she decided that Rachel will suffer to be Mevater, that's Yishkin godless. The godless is to machen the cheshbon, member in life. The godless is not the chesed. Who doesn't do chesed? Who doesn't help? Who doesn't visit? The godless is when you think about the other person, you feel bad for him. Oh, he's a new bacher. No one is saying hello to him. He was kicked out of his seat for 3 times. Oh, that is the chokhmah. When you think about the other person, after you think about the other person, it's aleph based to help. Vatikra shma dina. The chokhmah was to call a dina. The chokhmah was not to call a vitra. Vitra is nishkin godless. The godless is dina. Let's finish with one more zach. So, back to parsha. Spono, it's glad to know the spono. Love of chases Yaakov. Vayoshkin lovin baboiker vayenashik lebono velebneiser vayevorechoisen. Val omru al tie birkas hedget kalo beinecho. Omru, zog the spono. What is the difference that lovin benches his daughters? You know, the goy bends his daughter ishakayach. Zok the sponer lehoyrois shebirka saav asheri albonov bechol nafshei bli sofek roi shetochul yoiser besgul atzelam elokim amivorech. Your father benches you and has a bigger koyach from everything else. Even if the father is Mr. Lovel. Well, Shabbos, you go to take a bracha for your father. No, Baruch Hashem, they're not Mr. Lovel. But don't say, yeah, that was okay, your father, bracha, well, you know, okay, I'll let him to give me the bracha with a kiss, yeah? Zog the spolma, it's more important. People have that meaning. It's more important from other brachas. Omnom siper birkas lovel ibnoisov. Lahoyroi shebirkas ha'av asher yalbono b'chol nafshei bli sofek roi shetoichul yoiser b'zgul ha'tzelem elokim. Ka'omroi ba'avur tevorech v'nafshei. Thank you.